Phoneboy Speaks, episode 128, Mobile Content Creation. If you've been following along with this podcast, you know that I use mobile content creation tools to create this podcast. I record this either into my iPhone or my iPad. I've been using my iPad lately, where I can use the Blue microphone that plugged into the camera kit, and that seems to work okay. When there are other times I just essentially scream into my iPhone. I record both of them into an audio program called Twisted Wave, and then I send it off to Auphonic to turn it into something that doesn't suck. And so I'm big on using content creation tools that are mobile-driven, because when the mood strikes me, I don't know where I'm going to be, and I'm not necessarily going to be sitting at home. And it's just better for me to use those kinds of devices. So in any case, as you also probably know, I've moved some of my blogs over to Posthaven, which is a service made by two of the guys who originally created the Posterist service, which is now being shut down after being acquired by Twitter at some point. And you know, I like what they're doing. I mean, they're essentially trying to recreate Posterist in a very short period of time, and it's just the two of them. Now, fortunately, they've done it before, so they know how to do it, and they know what needs to be done. But meanwhile, things are in kind of a state where I can't use it for mobile blogging, because it's not in a state where that's going to work. And it's funny, because actually the websites look pretty good on a mobile device, and even though it's just like one theme right now, and it does okay on a mobile device, but the actual content entry is problematic. It's, you know, and I'm willing to give them time to do it, but for me, it's everything's about doing it on mobile. And you know, and what we used to say at Nokia with this kind of thing was that the best camera that you had was the one you always had with you. And, you know, Nokia put a lot of time and energy and R&D into improving the cameras on mobile devices. And so I tend to think the same way about content creation. It's best done on the device you have with you. And that happens to be a mobile phone, and certainly with a smartphone, right, you've got a lot more options, and you can do a lot more things. And the content creation tools actually on iOS tend to be better than they are in Android. It's one of the reasons I tend to want to stay on iOS, at least for the time being, and realize that, you know, the people that are making services that rely on content creation, you know, that really needs to be part of their thinking. I'd almost wish that Posthaven would develop a mobile interface that worked first, but you know, I understand what they're trying to do. They're also, the other thing that's sort of motivating them, I think, at this point is the fact that Posterous itself is shutting down, and so they're trying to make sure that there's enough there so that people that are on Posterous can import their blogs into Posthaven. And so I think, you know, I guess the strategy they're taking is appropriate, but you know, of course, my own sort of two cents would be I want to see more mobile content creation. And to me, I think that's going to be the way things go going forward. I realize I'm kind of an early adopter in that respect. A lot of people, and I mean, I still do it too. I'll still sit down at a computer and write, but I prefer to do it at least be able to do it on a mobile device, because I'm more or less going to have those with me, and I'm not always going to be sitting at a desktop or what, or may not even necessarily have the ability to pull out a laptop or whatever. And then, you know, I mean, I create content on airplanes sometimes, and I can't use a laptop on an airplane unless I'm sitting in first class, which never happens. So anyway, I think it's important that content creation be more mobile focused, because I think that's clearly the direction things are headed. And, you know, not to say that it's ever going to go away on, on the desktop. There's always going to be things that are going to be better on a desktop just based on horsepower or screen real estate or whatever. But I would say that, you know, we're in more and more a mobile generated content world, and everybody sort of needs to sort of make the mental shift that goes along with that kind of mindset and provide the services. I'd almost say mobile first, but I don't know that we're quite there yet, but I think we're getting pretty close.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks.
You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.